One, two, three, four, five.
Hello, this is WDOT Port Washington. You're on the dot with Gianni.
Hello, buddy. My name is Daniel.
See, I like changed it. You're like, you're the guy? It's a gaming reference!
It's like Jacksepticeye.
No!
This is gonna be
our last episode.
Our last.
Bum, bum. Bum.
This kid, bro. Bum. Okay. Before we get anything started, we're gonna get away with our PSA and promo. In the United States, fully 7 in 10 pregnancies among unmarried women aged 18 to 29 are described by women themselves as unplanned, one of the highest levels in the developed world. The consequences of unplanned pregnancy are significant, expensive, and
eventually. Stop laughing!
No, you're snoring! You're snoring!
That's how I breathe! I have a cold. That's not a laughing!
This kid
It's not a laughing.
Okay, and affect not only the young adults themselves, but also their children and families. Consequences include fewer opportunities for mothers to complete their education.
I'm sleeping like in the cops in the cartoons, and all they put their hat on their head, they go.
The more health worries, diminished likelihood of forming committed, mature relationships, lower likelihood of stable families, and a higher likelihood of poverty. This campaign aims to reduce the high rates of unplanned pregnancies among women 18 to 24 by encouraging them to find the best methods of birth control for them.
This is so boring! I didn't know my mic was on! Why is it on?
And use. Why do you think it's on? So you can talk!
Just
continue. You're stupid.
We're almost done.
The PSAs let women know there is birth control method out there for them and directs them to bedsider.org, a new comprehensive online and mobile program designed to make birth control easier. Bedsider includes easy ways to explore and compare various birth control methods, videos of real women describing their personal experiences with each method, and birth control and appointment reminders.
Continue.
Send by text or email. Everything women need.
It's a laughing matter.
And use it successfully. Daniel, you are playing my singing voices while I'm talking about unplanned pregnancy.
I was singing it. I was like the monsters.
I'm gonna kill you.
Okay. Chess club. It's the best thing I've ever experienced. When I went there for one day, I didn't want to leave. I felt so truly happy there. I have never been happier than how I was at chess club. Chess club was the best experience of my life. It changed my life. Before chess club, I was addicted to everything. Like anything you could imagine, like apples, bananas, like everything. I was addicted to it. But then when chess club came around, I was truly changed, and it really touched my heart. And my heart really is different now because of the chess club. It changed my life. Now you come to chess club if you want. We're gonna get taken off the air if I say you have to. You don't have to. You should come, but it changed my life. Okay. All right. Today's episode is about the exact game my buddy Gianni is playing right now. Today's episode is about. That's. Like Stumble Guy. I'm not talking about I thought he was showing me My Singing Monsters.
Nuh-uh.
Alright, it's about My Singing Monsters. Also, we're gonna get copyrighted. You gotta. No, stop! They're gonna take us off the air.
Oh, it's not my finished level.
Alright, now while we wait for him to finish the level.
No!
Alright. Today's.
No, stop! Oh my god.
Today's news is about My Singing Monsters. This kid is really bad.
I hate this game, bro. I'm gonna kill you.
My Singing Monsters recently added an update with, like, the Colossals. You know, like, the big guy, the islands that you put.
Wait, no! Stop! You said we were not talking about My Singing Monsters today.
I said that. No.
This kid, bro. We weren't talking about My Singing Monsters.
I may or may not have told a little white lie.
A little white lie?
Yeah.
As well as you?
Wow. That's an insult, man. I don't want to be called white. Wait, I can't be racist on the air, can I? I'm just kidding. I am not a racist.
What about his t-shirt? His t-shirt's white.
No, it's not.
Yes,
it's,
it is.
It's black and yellow.
No, it's white.
Am I color? Wait a second.
No, I'm not. No,
it's dead right.
Today's episode is about My Singing Monsters, the popular game where you put the monsters on the island.
I'm gonna kill this kid, bro. He said we were in the recording room and I was talking to him and he said,
yeah,
if he wanted to do an episode of My Singing Monsters, and he was like, no, it's about this one mobile game. I'm turning off his fucking. Do I do the disclaimer, actually?
Do the
disclaimer.
Let's make... my mic isn't even on.
Here, wait. Do the disclaimer.
Okay. Here's the disclaimer. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed of those of the DJ and not necessarily those of the WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Why did you make me read the disclaimer?
I might have. I don't know if I did. I don't know if it got picked up. I might have said a naughty word.
Oh, okay. So today's episode is about My Singing Monsters. Popular game, you put monsters in the thing, they go, woo! They sing. So they added a new update where the islands, where you put them on, they're like, if you scroll down to the end of the screen, you'll see two eyes, and they're actually called the Colossals, and they always sleep. They were in a permanent slumber. That's according to the lore. But if you log in... sorry, I have a cold. If you log in for, like, 32 days, it doesn't have to be consecutive. You can just log in for 32 days. Then you get something called the Colossi, which when you place it down, the Colossal opens its eyes and starts singing along with the other monsters. And it kind of sounds like... It's hard to describe its sound, but it's easier just to, like, make the sound so you guys can hear it. It sounds like this.
That's his mic on zero volume, by the way.
Really? Turn my volume up. You little kid.
You're literally younger than me.
No, I'm not.
By like 2 months.
Proof.
When's your birthday?
It's... give me a second.
It's August, guys. It's in August. His birthday's in August and mine's in April.
July 4th, 1776.
1770s. July 4th.
Yeah. Like America. Like.
Why did my. What, do you want to talk about why My Singing Monsters got popular now?
Because it's an awesome game. Duh.
It's a TikTok.
No! That's not true.
Well, now it's gone super popular because of TikTok. It got like a revival.
Can you light my torches? I lit your torches.
Oh my god, can we talk on the radio?
Yeah, I'm talking.
Not asking me about lighting your torch.
Well, I kind of want my torches lit right now.
Okay? Not right now, we're in the middle of a podcast.
By the way, guys, this is our last episode of this.
Yeah, this is our last episode.
Yeah.
This is our last episode. It's about My Singing Monsters. This is the finale.
I bet you're pretty happy that this is our last episode since it's kind of miserable listening to
us. This is horrible. If you've been listening to our previous episodes, God bless. Godspeed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This is like, I'm pretty sure the FBI uses this as torture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a horrible. By the way, all of the little ways I have acted, stop. It now, Gianni. All the ways I've acted throughout all these podcasts It's been like a persona, and it has not been my... Okay, you can sleep through it. I don't care. I am not like that in real life. I swear on... I don't know.
This is exactly how he is.
Sugarbush? No, it's not.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Kind of.
Keep talking about my singing monsters.
No, we have to talk about our last episode. What are we going to do next?
Oh, yeah, we're going to make a new show. It's not One Joy-Con, because One Joy-Con kind of sucks. Nobody really listens to it for a good reason. We're going to make a show where we complain about things, because that's pretty much what we do on this. Like, our first episode was literally just us complaining about Splatoon for, like, an hour.
We went overtime due to how much we complained, and that was, like, our longest episode.
I can complain about anything. We're going to do a trial round. Gianni, give me any noun. Any noun, and I'll complain about it.
Words.
Why'd you give me such an easy one? Give me a harder one.
Parking lots.
Parking lots are so annoying. I don't know why they're built so congested. You have to wait in like a whole line just to go to your stupid little parking spot. Like, why do I have to wait in line? Because they built it that way. And why is it like that one guy in his truck with God's Country like printed over the back with a sticker that... uses like 3 parking spaces. You don't need to do that. You're in a pickup truck, but the pickup truck can easily fit in 1 space. Why do you need to take like 3 just because you like believe in God and went to church the other day? Shut up. Go and park somewhere else. Why do I have to wait that long to find a parking spot? Why do I have to delay all of my time just because the parking lots are built like that? Give me another one. Actually, I'll give you one. Italy.
I hate Italy, bro. The people that come from... What?
Keep going.
Nuh-uh. What was that?
I was surprised, because you're Italian.
Okay. Complain to me about Greece.
Okay. It's hot. Like... at least I wasn't so passionate about it. I was just like, it's kind of hot. You were like... Hey, Italy!
Yeah, because I'm putting camera to it like you should on a podcast.
Oh, Merry Christmas! I'm getting into character! Santa Claus! Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! What do you want for Christmas, little boy?
Oh, my word.
Come on, I love little boys and girls. Wait. I'm like Santa Claus. Like, you know, Santa Claus is like, ho, ho, ho! Come on. Tell me what you want for Christmas, little boy.
Can we just do Joy-Con again?
I'll
come up with the topics and stuff. I don't want to do another different show. I don't want to hear you complain about apples or something.
Alright.
We're continuing one Joy-Con.
No! We don't even have any ideas.
I'll come up with ideas, probably.
What about a show?
We have so many topics that we haven't talked about.
Bow, 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 bow.
Should we switch to TV? Should we expand our knowledge to TV and movies? We can talk about TV and movies. Yeah.
We can talk about Breaking Bad.
One Joy-Con, except it's TVs and movies. One Joy-Con and one theater seat and one popcorn can.
We should call it Heisenberg's Basement.
Why?
Because like Heisenberg's, because it's like a TV and Breaking Bad.
But we're also going to do video games too.
Yeah, but like Heisenberg probably plays video games in his basement.
Jesse plays video games.
So then Jesse's basement. Jesse Pinkman's basement.
We could both be like Badger and Skinny.
I'm not going into character as Badger.
We don't have to be in character. That could just be our name, Badger and Skinny.
Who's gonna be Skinny Pete? I am not being Skinny Pete. I am not
Yo,
Skinny.
Yo, dude. I look chill on you, dude. Church.
Wait, can I be Skylar? Please, Walt, please. Please just hear me out. Wait, I gotta be Walter Jr.
Please just hear me out.
You guys have... You guys have been doing meth for all these years, and you haven't told me? Like Walter Jr.? Or I could do... I'll do a Gus Fring. That's just a look at me, Hector. Hector Salamanca. Ding. Walter White. Jesse! Jesse, we need to cook Jesse. Jesse Pinkman? Yo, Mr. White.
I don't know, what does he say?
Science, yo. Hello, Mr. White. That would be, Mike Ehrman Trout.
Okay, we're gonna do one Joy-Con again, but we're gonna do TV and movies. Your mic is on.
Oh, hey, guys. And then I could be like Mike Ehrman Trout. Walter.
Okay, so we're gonna do TV and movies too. As you can tell, this is the end of part one, I guess. Okay, thank you for sticking with us for part one of One Joy-Con. We really appreciate it, like, genuinely. I mean, what?
Say goodbye.
No, I'm not gonna say goodbye.
Hello. Walter! How many
Daniel, do you want to do our big reveal?
Yeah! Give me a drum roll. One Joy-Con isn't actually what the name means. We're not talking about Nintendo. One Joy-Con stands for one joyful convict. I'm the joyful convict. The cops are after me.
That's it for part one of One Joy-Con. This is part one.
Part two will be called One Joyful Convict.
We're gonna change the name. I don't think he's gonna let us do that.
Yeah, he will.
All right. And you want? All right. You know what?
What?
I'm done.
No. Okay. Bye, guys. Bye, guys. Love you.
Bye, guys.
Okay. End it. Don't send this to anybody you know. Please.
Thank you for sticking with us.
The feds are gonna get me. Bye.
Bye, guys.